Hi, this is Dr. Kenny Handelman from www.theadhddoctor.com. This is a special report. This is being recorded on February 9th, 2006. The reason for the special report is that the Food and Drug Administration in the United States did a review today of ADHD medication that will have a big impact on how doctors, patients, educators, parents, and adults with ADHD look at using medication to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, if you are a regular subscriber of mine, you know that I provide weekly updates by audio message about ADHD, how to handle it, how to understand it, and how to cope. And if you're new to this page, this is a special report. I hope you find it helpful. And I'd like you to go over to that subscribe box on the side, put your first name and primary email address in, and click on the submit button. And you'll be subscribed to my newsletter, and you'll be able to get regular updates on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So what happened today? The Food and Drug Administration in the United States had an advisory committee meet today. This was a committee that was supposed to be reviewing how to study the ADHD medications, the stimulants, which include medicines like Ritalin, Concerta, Methylene, Metadate, and amphetamines, including Adderall and Dexedrine. They were meeting to review these medications and how they could be studied in the long term to review their safety. Interestingly, what happened today was this advisory committee voted on whether there should be a black box warning to these medications. Now, what is a black box warning? A black box warning is the strongest warning that the FDA can put on a medication, basically saying to doctors, be extremely careful about this medicine with respect to this concern. And what is the concern here? The concern is regarding heart conditions in individuals taking the stimulant medicines. Now, the vote was 8-7, voting in favor of the warning, with one abstention. As I mentioned, it was a bit of a surprise that this vote even happened because this was not the original understanding of what was going to happen at this advisory meeting. That said, the FDA usually, but doesn't always, follow the recommendations of its advisory committees, and the FDA will wait for advice from its pediatric panel in March before reaching a decision. So that panel that will meet in March consists of pediatricians and psychiatrists who are more likely to look favorably on ADHD treatment and basically see it in the context of the good that it does and the potential risks of the treatments. Now, I want to read to you some of the quotes that came out of the news reports from this news story. One of the doctors on the panel, Dr. Stephen Nissen, he is a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, and he thought that there were many prescriptions that were unlikely and unnecessary, and he hoped that a new warning would deter some use. He was quoted as saying, quote, "I want to get people's hands to tremble a little before they write that prescription." I think Dr. Nissen was shocked by the fact that the number of prescriptions for adult ADHD has gone up a lot in the past couple of years. This is because there's been better recognition. Basically, adult ADHD was completely ignored until very recently. That said, he is concerned about the cardiac aspect in adults, and that's where he's coming from, but he is not an expert in ADHD. Dr. Robert Temple, he's the director of the FDA's Medical Policy Office, he was quoted as saying, quote, "You don't want to overscare people with data that aren't very solid." He was the one who was quoted as saying they will wait for advice from the pediatric panel before reaching a decision. Now, if we look at what the actual cardiac concerns are, they looked at the rate of heart attacks and strokes, and they looked at adults not on medication and adults on medication, and then they also looked at kids on medication and kids not on medication. I found slightly conflicting reporting from the news stories that came out, and I don't have official FDA reports yet, but what I was able to see is that the rate of heart attack and strokes were higher in adults taking the medication compared to the adults not taking the medication, and in children there was a suggestion of increased stroke compared to the ones on medicine compared to the ones not on medicine. The researchers in the study stressed that their findings were preliminary and theoretical. In other words, they couldn't draw a clear line between the medication and the risk of cardiac or cardiovascular issues. So the study did not determine whether patients were actually taking the ADHD medicines when they died, or the study did not account for pre-existing health conditions or drug-drug interactions. In other words, the study was not well controlled enough to see if this is really a signal or not. David Graham, who's an FDA safety reviewer, was quoted as saying, quote, There's smoke. Does that mean there's fire or not? Our concern is enough to motivate us to want to nail down the uncertainty. And he's the FDA reviewer who conducted this study. Now, it's important to know that the FDA is planning a new study of ADHD medicines that will take approximately 18 months. But of course, some people are adamant that this warning should not be held off and this warning should come out immediately. Now, as a child psychiatrist, adolescent psychiatrist, and an individual who assesses people for adult ADHD as well, I think we need to put this into context. There was a big review of suicidal ideas, which occurred a couple of years ago, and a warning came out, a black box warning, the most serious warning, about antidepressant medicines in adolescents. Now, this caused a significant drop in prescriptions written. Now, the critics would say these medicines were overprescribed and should not have been used, and the people who prescribe the medicines and who benefit from the medicines can talk about the suicides that were saved, the lives that were saved, the improvement in quality of life and education and social interactions because of these medicines treating a true biological disorder. I think nobody would argue that medicines shouldn't be used if there is not a proper diagnosis in place. However, if there is a proper diagnosis and there is impairment from a true disorder, then medicine does play a role and one needs to balance risks and benefits. So let's think about a bottom line here. I think this story is going to evolve. I think that we will have more information to go on. But based on today, after all of the news of the day, I'd like to give you my bottom line. First of all, I think we'll all agree that safety comes first. Nobody wants to take a medicine if it's going to harm their child, and no doctor wants to prescribe it if it's going to harm a child or harm an adult. But we do need accurate data on what's going on here. We need to look at all of the risks and benefits. So we need to look at the risks of medication versus the benefits of medication. We also need to remember the risks of not treating the disorder. In other words, people with ADHD who are not treated end up at much higher risk for long-term consequences, things like drug and alcohol problems, academic underachievement, so not completing one's education or going as far as one could, higher rates of arrests, higher rates of teenage pregnancy, higher rates of motor vehicle accidents, etc. So there are significant risks that are very impairing and problematic that can occur in a group that are not treated effectively for ADHD. Another bottom line point, please do not stop a medication which is effective right now. If there are any cardiac concerns, any risk or issue of cardiac or heart problems in an individual, a child or an adult who's taking an ADHD medication, it's likely prudent to go see your doctor and have it reviewed. However, don't just stop the medication because this recommendation came out to look at a warning. If you're somebody who's just trying to consider whether your child should be on medication for ADHD, by all means look at all of the treatment options and be clear about the risks and benefits. So if it's a mild ADHD, you still may benefit from medication, but you can certainly also go ahead with the behavioral treatments or academic treatments and try them first and see how they go. If it's moderate to severe ADHD, medication likely has more of a role, though of course behavioral, academic, and psychological treatments are tremendously important. I do want to just end with the point that stimulant medicines are very effective, the risk is limited, and we're not sure what it is. Now, one final thought here. As a child psychiatrist practicing in Canada, I was involved in having patients of mine taken off of Adderall XR because of the concern for cardiac issues, and Health Canada subsequently rescinded that warning after 6 months, and Adderall was put back on the market. The fact that Adderall was taken off the market actually had a significant impact on individuals who were taking that medicine, and it affected them. It affected their lives. It affected their academic functioning, their schooling, their families, etc. It had a big impact. The issue there was concern about cardiac death and stroke. In the end, after there was a panel put together to review what happened there and the data that was available, the answer came back that the risk with Adderall was not higher than expected and the medicine could come back. The base rate of deaths with the Adderall were about 0.5, half a death per 100,000, or one death per 200,000. When they look at the spontaneous rate of death in the community, it's sad to say, but about 1 in 100,000 people will die related to a cardiac issue that's never been diagnosed. In other words, the rate in the general population was higher than the rate in the group on the Adderall. Does that mean that Adderall was protecting them from dying of a cardiac event? No, it probably means there was underreporting of people taking the Adderall. However, The point was, there was not an increase there once the committee went back and reviewed all of the data. Let's summarize here with some takeaway messages. Number one, safety comes first. We need good data. We need to know what's going to happen. We need to know what's really going on and what's true. And the FDA is proposing an 18-month study to establish this very clearly. Tremendously important here. Number two, please don't stop medication for yourself or for a family member or a child if this medicine is working and there's no medical issue at this time. Please don't just stop it abruptly because of this concern and this review that's going on. Number three, if there are any cardiac concerns in an individual taking the medicine, by all means go and see your doctor and have a review. Number four, if you're considering medicine for ADHD at this time, by all means look for a combined treatment, treatments that look at psychological, social, and academic treatments, as well as consider medication. ADHD medications are quite safe. There's a debate as to whether this is a true signal. In other words, whether the medicines really cause cardiac concerns or not, and there are significant risks to ADHD if it is not well treated. This has been a quick review for you of this issue. I will keep you up to date as more news becomes available and as I can get more data from other psychiatrists and researchers in the field of ADHD. If you're new to this page, thank you for visiting. Please subscribe on the side of the page here, and you'll be kept up to date about ADHD in an ongoing way. Thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Kenny Handelman from theadhddoctor.com. Thank you.